This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Another big global economic disruption for the past couple of decades has been the rise, of course, of China as a dominant force. And on that story, some news today in the form of Huawei. The Chinese telecommunications giant just indicted by the United States for stealing technology secrets and violating trade sanctions. The Trump administration has formally requested the extradition of the company's CFO, who happens to be the daughter of the founder. They want her from Canada. And a wireless company in Australia said it's going to stop building its mobile network for now because it relies on Huawei hardware, which is suspected of being a hacking threat. And that gets us back to global economic disruption. Because now that Huawei is in the news for suspected bad corporate behavior, what is that going to mean for the business of global telecommunications? From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong is on that one.
It's a big moment for telecom suppliers. Wireless carriers like Verizon and AT&T are spending billions on new hardware for the next generation of mobile known as 5G. Huawei is the world's top supplier, but the U.S. indictments raise new questions about whether it steals technology and violates sanctions. The Trump administration may ban Huawei gear from the U.S. entirely.
With this administration, definitely the chances have gone up.
Telecom analyst Michael Genovese at MKM Partners thinks Huawei's brand is damaged, which means opportunity for its big rivals.
This is actually a boon for Ericsson and Nokia, but politically they don't want to put that out there in their messaging because they're sensitive about being banned in China.
Meantime, Huawei is building a China-centric mobile network, raising the question of whether rival systems, East versus West, are developing around the world. Ann Stevenson-Young is with J Capital Research.
Huawei, at least, is already encouraging its chip suppliers to move their production to China because it's concerned that it's going to come under export controls regimes.
In other words, American sanctions. For now, Australia and Japan have said no Huawei. Portugal's main carrier has said yes. And a German carrier is reassessing things as the Trump administration pressures its allies to reject Chinese companies. Retired Air Force General Rob Spalding recently left the White House.
You're going to see a continuing restriction of those companies within democracies going forward.
To him, this is an issue of economic and national security. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.